there is cyber war works both ways. Mm-hmm. These guys need internet access to operate, and there's probably a way to get back in.
The point is, we need to respond. If it is, it now appears, right. We certainly need to respond. But we've learned not to rush. You don't have to immediately do something. Mm-hmm. Think it through. What are our options in a counter cyber attack, if you will, attack on them? What are our options in the banking, as I mentioned earlier? What are the options for showing it? You say Walmart and Target might not handle the DVDs. Let's put it to the test. They might not, but they might. But finding a way to get this movie out, as one man's opinion, is now imperative. We have to find a way to have this movie shown in the United States, or we'll be blackmailed constantly by one regime after another all around the world.
Which is what gets the point you made, Free, which is the deadly serious of this nature of this threat, the September 11th style attacks. That is deadly serious. Then you get back to the fact that they're doing all of this over a comedy that had a comedic assassination of the North Korean leader. And people say that you're willing to risk war because you don't want that movie to come out?
It doesn't matter whether the movie is silly or good or bad or tasteless. The point is, it's freedom of expression.
It's yes.
And you cannot be intimidated. And as you very rightly pointed out, what is the message ISIS is going to take from this? What is the message Al-Qaeda? They claim to be outraged by almost everything, you know, a cartoon or this or that. Are they going to view this and say, well, this is very easy. We just threaten these guys and they'll cave.
And the message cannot be appeasement. That's why I say, calculated response based on hard evidence. We have time to make a response, but respond we have to.
The United States cannot appease.
At a time and place of our choosing. I like that point. At a time and place of our choosing.